Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Schertl. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Schertl. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals too. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hafey. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hornsby tags and moves to third. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schertl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frisch hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0-for-1 in the game. Haefe hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan juggles the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Bottomley moves to second. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsatti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. Hal Haid now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Douthat. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert strikes out. Two outs. Hal Haid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haid hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haid for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Haefe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gelbert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 2 in the game. High hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kyler out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is 0 for 2 in the game. Haefy takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haefy moves to third. Orsatti moves to second. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carey self pinch runs for Earl Smith. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Haefy scores. Orsatti moves to third. Self moves to second. It's 10-4, Cubs. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Hal Hayde. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 3 in the game. Douthat hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orsatti tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Cubs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 3 in the game. High hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson now catching. Bill Hallahan now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to third. Blake moves to second. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Frisch moves to second. Guy Bush now pitching. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haefe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Frisch moves to third. Bottomley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsatti takes first base on ball 4. Frisch scores. Bottomley moves to third. Haefe moves to second. It's 10-6, Cubs. Woody Holm pinch hits for Fred Frankhouse. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Bottomley scores. Haefe moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-7, Cubs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Mulholland now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby is called out on strikes. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Douthat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-4 in the game. High hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Frisch hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bottomley moves to second. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Roedger pinch hits for Mulholland. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.